Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Mitchell Robinson has apparently appeared on the injury report for Game 3 against the 76ers. He is dealing with ankle injuries, and unfortunately for him, it might mean that he could miss Game 3. But in my opinion, I don't think that's the case. In fact, I think the Knicks are playing mind games with the Philadelphia 76ers. We're going to break down exactly what the injury report says for both teams, and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson is experiencing ankle issues again, and because of that, his status for Game 3 is a question mark. He's now appeared on the injury report, and here's his current status. Shout out to Fred Cass from The Athletic for giving us the following information. According to him, Mitchell Robinson is listed as questionable for Game 3 with left ankle injury management. Joel Embiid is also listed as questionable with left knee injury recovery. And De'Anthony Melton, who has been out for quite some time with a back injury recovery, is now questionable for the 76ers game against the Knicks, Game 3. If you guys recall, Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey were both questionable for Game 2, but they ended up playing and having monster games. Joel Embiid, more of a monster game on the offensive side. Defensively, he still does not look the same, but he was questionable and still played. I believe the same thing is going to be true for Game 3. Even though he's questionable, he's definitely going to play. De'Anthony Melton, even though he's returning and having issues with that back and still having to recover from it, he's definitely going to play. We saw him actually have an interview with the media where he said, if possible, he's going to do everything in his power to play. That tells me he's going to be available, he's going to be active, and likely Kyle Lowry is going to go back to the bench and Melton is going to start. That means it's going to be a shift in the lineup for the 76ers and something the New York Knicks are going to have to deal with. They're also going to have to deal with more scoring off the bench for the 76ers. That means when Joel Embiid is not in there, Kyle Lowry could potentially go in the game and try to handle the scoring load until Joel Embiid is ready to come back into the game. The Knicks are going to have to remember that, because if we recall last year with Miami, he was coming off the bench for them and he torched us. In order for us not to get torched again, we're going to have to remember he's on the bench, make sure we attack him physically, and make sure we defend him hard. If we do that, we can take him out of the picture. We can also take the Sixers out of the picture if we win Game 3, because I don't care whatever they got to say. The Knicks take Game 3, it is over. I don't want to hear anything else about hope or dreams or, yes, we trust in the process, or, yes, we're definitely going to do it. We can win 4 games straight. I don't want to hear anything about that again. The Knicks are looking to dominate and close this series, and I think they're going to do so. But going back to Mitchell Robinson and his injury, I don't think he's actually injured. If anything, here's why I don't believe it. About 50 minutes after this report was announced, he went on Instagram and posted the following picture. He's smiling. He's happy. No issues. No concerns. I ask you guys, does that look like a man that's questionable? Does that look like a guy that's not going to play? In my opinion, I don't think so. So why is he listed on the injury report, according to Fred Katz, with left ankle injury management? Well, that's because Joel Embiid is listed as questionable with left knee injury recovery. And as long as that's the case, the New York Knicks wanted to match them and put Mitchell Robinson on the injury report as well, too. It's mind games, in my opinion. There is no way, no shot that Mitchell Robinson is going to miss a playoff game. There is no shot anybody on the New York Knicks roster right now who is available is going to miss a New York Knicks playoff game. So I am not worried about Mitchell Robinson. I don't think the ankle is as bad as this injury report makes it seem. And I truly think this is the Knicks and their response to all the questionable injury reports we're hearing about Joel Embiid and other Sixers players. Because let's face it, nobody is questionable in the playoffs. If you really can go and you really can play, you're either playing, doubtful, or out. If you're questionable, you're likely playing. So Joel Embiid listed as questionable. De'Anthony Melton listed as questionable. Mitchell Robinson listed as questionable. These are all mind games from both teams. All of these players are going to suit up. They're going to be active, available, and they're going to play. I wouldn't worry too much about it, but I am worried a lot less after seeing Mitchell Robinson's Instagram post. Because once I saw that post initially, I was scared. I did not want to think about Mitchell Robinson missing games because Mitchell Robinson's defense on Joel Embiid is a major reason why the New York Knicks are up 2-0 against Philadelphia. And if we want to be 3-0, Mitchell Robinson has to play. A lot of people are actually criticizing Ihart, his defense, and the way he's playing Embiid. Did you guys watch the second half of game two? Because in my opinion, without Ihart and his defense on Embiid, we don't win that game. Yes, he did get a little bit dominated in game one, but he responded in game two, had a great game. Him and Mitchell Robinson, that tandem, that duo, took control from a defensive standpoint at the center position and never let go of it. They took it to Joel Embiid. They played him physical.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And they made sure he could never rest, could never breathe, always had some type of pressure on him. He felt it, he struggled, and he got worse and worse as the game progressed. He could not jump, he could not rebound, he could not move the way he wanted to. The Knicks, by all accounts, made him that way because they played him that way. Now, of course, he's injured, so he wasn't 100% going into the game, but the Knicks did not make it easy on him. They took every single advantage Embiid gave him when he was on the court. They pushed it to him, they were physical to him, and because of everything that I saw, I think I know the game plan going into game three. Push Embiid, be more physical with Embiid, and take it to him. Because he can't jump, he's likely not going to block well or not rebound well at all. So you're taking it to Embiid, being physical with him, it's only going to help the Knicks and hurt the Sixers. That's what they have to do, and they have to continue to attack. Jalen Brunson especially has to continue to attack. He can't settle for shots, can't force shots. He has to make sure he's scoring within the flow of the offense. The reason why Josh Hart is scoring is because they're leaving him open and he's scoring within the flow of the offense. Dante, same thing. Jalen has to do that. I know he's frustrated. He wants to score. He wants to have an impact on that side of the ball. But unfortunately, right now, the way Philly is playing him, he's not going to be able to do that. He's going to have to pick and choose the best chances for him to make a shot. And that's not going to be each and every opportunity. Sometimes you're going to have to draw the double team and triple team and pass out of it. And to his credit, in game two, he was doing that, setting up a lot of people. Ihart was one of those guys. And I think Ihart is going to be even more involved on the offense as Jalen Brunson's getting double team and triple team. Jalen is finding him and Ihart is making them pay. At some point, some defenders are going to have to collapse on Ihart in the paint. Once that happens, it creates a lane for Jalen Brunson to operate in. And that's all he's waiting for at this point. Just a lane so that way he can abuse it and make sure the Sixers know, I'm still here. I'm still Jalen Brunson. Don't forget about me. Even though this Knicks team and all role players are killing you, I can kill you too. You better make sure you guard me, because if you don't guard me well, I'm going to torch you. I've said it in a number of videos. Don't mind saying it again. If you're a betting person, bet on Jalen Brunson having a mega game three, because that's what's going to happen. Jalen will not go bad game, bad game, bad game. It doesn't happen. No footage exists of it. No pattern exists of it. No sequence exists of it. It does not happen. Jalen goes off game three. Mitchell Robinson will be available game three. Don't worry about it. Don't be concerned. You want to look at the Instagram post again? Pull it up again. You see? Smiling. Happy. No issues. No concerns. Mitchell Robinson will play. Joel Embiid will play. DeAnthony Melton will play. And one little note on DeAnthony Melton, something we got to talk about. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. With regards to Melton, he has played 7 games since December 30th. Before that, he was among the league leaders in steals. We have to recall that and we have to keep that in mind. That means he's a good defender. He's going to be great on ball. He's going to be guarding Jalen Brunson from time to time. You got to imagine that. Other guards for the New York Knicks as well. He's going to be bugging everybody. Going to be annoying because that's what he is on defense. The Knicks are going to have to deal with that. But because he's coming back from injury, maybe they have some time to take it to him before he gets used to what the Sixers are doing and what they're trying to run. Hopefully everything works out for the Knicks. I think it will. I still think the Knicks have the roster built perfectly to take on the 76ers team and take them down. They cannot deal with the physicality at this point in time. They just aren't healthy. And even though the Knicks are not 100%, the Philadelphia 76ers are maybe 50%. The Knicks are definitely better than that. That's why they're going to beat Philly, take this series, and go on to that second round. Will it be a sweep? Maybe. I'm thinking it could be going in 5 games, but you know what? Would I be surprised if the Knicks swept the Philadelphia 76ers? No, because I just said it. We have the roster constructed to beat them. We have a roster constructed to go very far in the playoffs, and we have the head coach to do it. We have the players on this roster to do it. And one of those main pieces is Mitchell Robinson and that defense that he plays against Joel Embiid. We all see it. The eye test shows it very well. Him on Joel Embiid is a bad day for the 76ers because Joel can't handle that physicality and sometimes he forces shots. And when he forces shots, he's going to miss. The Knicks are going to get the rebound, bolt all the way up the court and try to make something happen really fast, score, and then go back on the other end to defend. That's what the New York Knicks have done all year, and there's no reason not to believe that's exactly what they're going to do in Game 3. But what about you guys? What do you think about this latest injury report about Mitchell Robinson? And it's stating that he has left ankle injury management, and that's why he's questionable for Game 3. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.